Good morning. Thank you for joining us here on the Bible Baptist Hour. Bible Baptist Church in Lupton, located on the east side of the street. No matter which way you come into town, you can find us. Service time is 9:45 for Sunday school, 11 o'clock for the morning service, 6 o'clock for the evening service. Our youth time is 10 o'clock on Sunday morning for the teens, and then at 7 o'clock on Thursday night, which is our midweek service for the younger group of teenagers, younger group of young people, I should say. James chapter 1 is our text. We hope that you will join us as we hear this message this morning. The second part of a good and perfect gift. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. And we don't always have a second or third text, but this week we do. And so be turning to Romans chapter 12, verse 3, and you'll be able to get in on that part of it, all right? Thank you for listening. Even more appreciative would be a note from you saying that you listen, okay? And we'd like to be a help to you if we can. If you have a question, something pops up when the sermon's going on, you say, well, I don't know about that. What about that? I'd be glad to give it a try. I don't have all the answers. I will try to give you the answer, but I don't have all the answers. Only God's Word has all the answers, and sometimes I don't know where to find them in there. And that's probably what your problem is, too, as well. Today, our song, before we get into the message, is one I don't think I have to introduce, but I will. I think you'll get it when it first starts. But We Three Kings. And, of course, we know there was probably more than three. They're just going by the three gifts they brought. But anyways, that's another subject, another time, another day. Okay, Romans 12, verse 3, if you can find that, look it up. Be ready for the message. After we come back from our song, don't forget, when we get to the end of the message, we'll have a few seconds there where our announcer will give you the information on how to get a hold of us, and we trust that you will please take the time to do that, okay? All right, no more for me. I'm done. Let's get this into this message, a good and perfect gift. But first of all, the song, We Three Kings.
We Three Kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we travel so far, field and fountain, wood and mountain, following yonder star.
I'm just telling you, we all have a gift. What you do with it is your business. But don't say you don't have any. But he says here, I don't know if I read them all, and I don't think I did. Differing, yeah. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. And ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teaches on teaching. See, some people don't. They think as long as your talent, for instance, there'd be people here today say, boy, I wish I could make cabinets like Brother Arnie. That the cabinet, when you come in the entryway there, Brother Arnie made that cabinet. I imagine that Sister Carol helped a little bit. Did you help a little bit? A tiny bit? She says, okay. And you look at that and you say, you know, Arnie, he's been crippled actually since you were a kid, and then you kind of got over it as you got an adult, and then it came back in his adulthood, his polio, okay? And there was some years when they first started coming here that he was able to get around without the chair. But as time goes on with all of us, I may need one, but not for that reason. But you wonder, how in the world could that man get around his shop? And I know he has it fixed up so he can get around there, but how can he get around his shop, and how can he lay those things, and how can he finish that up, and how could he do that when he's as crippled as he is? Well, because he has a gift, one thing, And when he wasn't that crippled, he exercised that gift and learned those things. And now he just applies what he knows. Do you understand? His debilitation doesn't stop him from doing what he has the talent to do. Now, it'd be pretty hard for him if he didn't have that talent. It's pretty hard for me, Arnie, and I'm not crippled. If you see me build something, you'll know I built it. There won't be no question there. I can take the same tools that Arnie's got, and you won't want to put that in the hallway. You'll say, you know, we really wanted that back over here in the corner where nobody can see it. I'm just telling you that people have abilities. I've seen them and you've seen them. That girl, Johnny, some of the artwork that she's done. Quadriplegic. I've seen people who couldn't use their arms who learn how to take their feet and paint and draw with a pencil in their toes. I've seen them type manuscripts with their feet. And some of that is ability to do something, and they weren't going to let something stand in their way to do it. I'm saying this, what? If you've got it, you recognize it. You'll know you have it, and you'll do something with it. Now, that doesn't mean that some of you can't learn some things, and you'll never be talented at it. He's not here, but Brother Schultz will probably never master the mandolin. Oh, don't tell him. I'm sorry. Okay, maybe that's... Don't take this home so he can hear that. Okay. But you know what? He's going to keep trying. Amen. And even if he just learns to do like... You know, I'll never master the banjo. I know that. Okay, there's no question here. I'm too old to master it at this point. But I'll just keep at it until I learn a few things and I'll play it. And everybody around here don't know how banjo is played. You'll be amazed. Wow, he's talented, see? But you got to learn something is that when God's given you an ability, exercise that thing, do something with it. He expects that. And ministering, anybody in this room can minister to somebody. But some people have a special talent. You know, not everybody can be a nurse. Some of y'all don't have patience in here. Oh, wait a minute. That's not what I meant. But anyways, some of you don't have the ability to help somebody who doesn't want any help. If you don't want any help, I'll just push you on over in the wheelchair. Amen. I'm saying to you, there are... Did she say bite Arnie? Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I don't have a heated garage, but you're welcome to it, brother. I'm telling you that there are things that everybody can do that somebody else can't. And all of us could minister, but some people just got a better spirit about it. They can do it. See? There are some, I've been around doctors and nurses both, and there are some doctors I wish they'd never come back in a room, and there are other ones I'm glad they come. There are some nurses, I won't mention any names, there are some nurses that you're not sure if you want them around you or not. And there are some nurses, I want that nurse, I'm hiring her, see? You got to understand, there are some preachers that you don't want to be around. Okay. In other words, everybody has an ability to do almost anything. In this room, there are people, probably most of you can draw something, if nothing else flies. Okay. But you probably can take a pencil and draw a stick man at least. And what you don't realize is that when you first start to learn to draw, that's exactly what you do. You draw lines and shading and you work on it. Why? Because you're not a master at it yet. You need to learn the principles of it. And some of us will never get past the principles of the stick man. And there'll be others who will develop it. And wow, you'll say, you probably have too, on the internet, somebody saying, I've gotten pencil drawings that are so detailed, you wonder, man, how did he do that? Because he spent a lot of time in it, and he probably had the gift that God gave him to do that. So everybody has something. Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians 12. Now, I'm not going to read this whole thing here, you know this chapter 12 deals with the gifts, spiritual gifts, and I'm not going to go through here. But let's just look down here. Let's start verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. So the same God that gave you the ability to do what you do is the same God who gives somebody else the ability to do what they do. You know, the world, the lost people, do you understand? The lost people have gifts that God gave them. but they choose to use them for themselves. See, what we're supposed to do with our gifts is be a benefit to others. God didn't give you your gifts so you can keep it all but to yourself. No, you're supposed to help others. That's what the church is all about. The church is doing something for somebody else. We're all a part of the body. All of us do something different. That's what makes the body operate. You would look funny if you were one large kidney. Oh, worse than that, a spleen. No. God took all that stuff and hid it. He hid it behind your skin. Skin. Never know. I want to sing that. God took all that stuff and hid it. But it's necessary. It operates. Some of it's not seen, but boy, without it, you'd be in a world of hurt this morning. And so God sometimes, some parts are more prominent than others and do more, seem to do more than others. But without the internal organs, well, can I tell you, without your internal organs, you just wouldn't even be here. So he says the diversity of gifts of the same Spirit, and there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. They're all different. And there are diverse operations, but it's the same God. They don't all operate the same. Things aren't done the same, but it's the same God. See, this church cannot be Jack Hiles Church. It can't be the church in Pontiac. It can't be Pensacola Church. It can't be. Why? This is different. God doesn't operate the same in every place. It's the same God, but he does things different. See, that's the problem in this world. Everybody's trying to copy everybody. Quit trying to copy people and just be who you are.
Amen.
See, you try to copy somebody, you'll make a mess. And on it goes, and he says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. And I'm going to read more. Turn into your Bible. Turn over. You ever heard that? Turn over. And you see the whole congregation go. Okay, 2 Timothy. Trouble is, if some of you turned over, you'd never get back up. 2 Timothy 1. Look down here, verse 6. And Paul's talking to Timothy. He says, wherefore I put in thee remembrance that thou shouldst stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Now, we know what this is all about here, the ordination, but I want you to get a principle here. You're to use it. Now, I think we've been talking about that, but please allow me a little latitude here. He said, stir it up. What does stir it up mean? Well, to stir something up means to rouse from sleep or indifference. It can mean to put something into motion. It can mean to cause agitation, you know, the wash machine, so that the particles change position. You understand what I'm saying? A little agitation so the particles change position. Some of y'all need to agitate a little bit to change the particles. It means to excite the feeling, to incite or provoke. And not provoking isn't always bad. We're to provoke one another into love. Provoking means that you're stirring something up. Come on, folks. You know, once in a while, Dan will try to get you to sing a little louder and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, he's a provoker. More in that way, Marge said. But anyways, okay, that's what you're supposed to do. Why do I sometimes get animated when I preach? Or most of the time. Why do I get so animated? I'm trying to incite you to riot. I'm trying to get you to go, yes, it's worth serving the Lord. Yes, let's get excited about it. Yes, I'm going to do something. See? That's what it's about. You have a gift. Get the thing in operation. Quit making excuses. Courtney. I'm going to tell on her. I walked around there and I looked under that pew and I said, no, she did bring her violin. She looked up at me, she says, Hannah broke a string. I don't care if Hannah broke a string. I don't care if Hannah broke 85 strings on there. I said, oh, I suppose your dad has a flat tire tomorrow. I should never go anywhere. She went, what? I know that was a little deep for a senior in high school. I understand it. I said, I'll let you go this time. But from now on, if Hannah breaks a string, you still can play. No, I'm not. Hey, some of y'all just as guilty. Yeah. I imagine there were some this morning and went, Oh, yeah, they look slippery out there. They won't say that Monday morning when they got to go to work because they want the paycheck on Friday, but thank you. You're welcome. I'm just saying, brother, sometimes you need to excite a little bit. You need to go on. Even if you got to do it by yourself, do it. Yeah. Amen. It may not sound perfect, but do it. Hebrews. Gifts. We're talking about gifts. We get gifts. We're going to be giving gifts. People give out gifts. You've gone to the store to buy gifts, and you went in there and went, wow, got to find something cheaper than that. You know, I stopped thinking about it. It's always been expensive for us to do Christmas. You know why? Because no matter 20 years ago, yeah, you said things weren't as expensive. Yeah, you didn't get paid as much either. Just adjust to the times, brother. This is a temporary duty assignment. We're getting out of here. Amen. Amen. Right. Just keep in the military mode and keep going because the Lord is going to come back and call us on out of here and we'll get out of here and you get to leave all this junk down here anyway. Amen. You didn't really want it. You just accepted it because somebody gave it to you. Hebrews 5, verse 12. For the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and become such as one have need of milk, not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. The strong meat belongeth to them that are full of age, even those by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. You may wonder, what does that have to do with this at all? Well, he said you should have been teachers, but now you have need somebody to teach you again. Let me give you an example. I took about, 8-10 years of piano lessons. But I quit playing the piano. I never did anything with it. You listen to me? And now if I had to start again, I'd have to have somebody work with me on it again. When I should be a teacher, I would become a pupil because I didn't exercise it enough. I didn't use it enough, so I lost it. I used to play the clarinet. I'll tell you how smart I was about musical instruments. I wanted to learn to play a cornet. And I told the teacher I wanted the clarinet. So when the clarinet came, Mrs. Landenberg, I looked at that case and I thought to myself, that's the most unusual cornet in the world. And I opened it up. I mean, it wasn't a cornet. It was black and in pieces. And I said to the teacher, but I wanted a cornet. She said, you said clarinet. I didn't even know the difference between a cornet and a clarinet. I do now. But I broke the mouthpiece, so I couldn't play today. I played clarinet. I don't know. I started when I was in the 11th grade. And my music teacher, Mrs. Oh, I forgot her name now. It's the same as somebody else I knew. And I forgot who they were, too. And she wrote a note to my mom. She said, I've taught him all I can teach him. You need to take him to somebody else because he has the ability to be able to play the instrument well. But I didn't. See, wait, I'm not confessing my sin. I'm trying to tell you something. I had some gifts which I never developed, and I lost them. Whereas I might have been a teacher of musical instruments, I'm now a student. Don't you think you can lay your Bible down and never study it and still be a Bible scholar? You don't study it, you'll be a student all your life. Somebody will always be telling you what it is. When you should be teaching somebody else, when you come to church to learn the Bible, and you should be teaching somebody else, showing them, you'll become a student because you don't apply the gift that God gave you. I got to be sure to get the right illustration. 2 weeks ago, I gave you an illustration at the wrong point. You probably didn't know it, but I did, and it really messed up the rest of my sermon. Norman Crates shared the humorous story of a guy who prayed every morning, "Lord, if you want me to witness to someone today, please give me a sign to show me who it is." One day he found himself on the bus with a big, burly man sitting right next to him. Now, the bus was empty, but this guy sat right next to our praying friend. The timid Christian anxiously waited for his stop so he could get off of the bus. But before he could get very nervous about the man next to him, the big guy burst into tears and began to weep. He then cried out loud, "I need to be saved. I'm lost. I need the Lord. Won't somebody please tell me how to be saved?" He turned to the Christian and he said, "Please, can you show me how to be saved?" And the believer immediately bowed his head and said, "Lord, is this the sign?" Humorous story, you understand. But you understand that many times that's exactly, we want to build our gift and the Lord gives us the opportunity. We say, "Lord, is this the one?" The Lord says, "What do you want me to do? Write it on your forehead?" And then you'd have to go to a mirror and learn how to read backwards. Look at Romans 11 a minute. Romans 11, verse 29. "But the gifts and calling of God are without repentance." Now, if you go back to verse 26, I believe it is, 25, 26, and you read down through the verse 28, you'll find that this is a context dealing with Israel. And that God took his people out of the nation of Israel, and God gave his people things, and God gave them opportunities. But you know what Israel did with them? They didn't do anything with them. They turned their back on God, went into rebellion. But the Bible says, "But the gifts and callings of God are without repentance." God was never sorry he gave his people that. He was sorry they never did anything with it, but he was never sorry he gave them. You know what? God's never sorry he gave you ability. What he's sorry about is you won't do anything about it. God will never repent that he gave you a gift. He'll never say something like, "I wish I'd have never gave that to you." We do that. "I wish I'd never bought that for them. I wish I'd never done that." Not God. Because God knows this, if you get your heart right, you could do a whole lot for him if you just get your heart right.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Baptist Hour. It is our prayer that our message today will be helpful to your growth as a saved person. If you are not saved, you can be saved today by asking Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. Let us know you listen by writing to The Bible Baptist Hour, 3338 Main Street, Lupton, Michigan, 48635. Join us again next week for a new message.